Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Dogs can alert their owners to imminent epileptic seizures, according to a new study from Queen's University Belfast. 19 dogs involved in the research reacted to the smell associated with a seizure by making eye contact with their owners, touching them or standing by them in a protective manner. Now, Dr. Neil Powell is from Queen's University School of Biological Sciences, and he was lead researcher on the project, and he's on the line now. Good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for joining us. Will you tell us a little bit, first of all, about how you conducted the study? You started by talking to people, surveying people who have epilepsy.
Yeah, we sent a survey around the world. We had 250 responses from people who have epilepsy, who have a dog, and these dogs are all alerting these people without any training whatsoever to an impending seizure, and it could be up to an hour ahead of an event. So we wondered how they could do this. Now, I'll start off by saying I quit university, 30 years ago, so I'm ancient now, you know. So I really am. But I went back anyway, and having found out how to switch the computer on, which took me about an hour one day in the lab, we decided to set the experiment up in the following way, really. If pet dogs are able to anticipate epileptic seizure, and these are owned by people with epilepsy, how are we going to sort of simulate that? And I thought, well, if we get in a group of dogs, and when we expose them to epileptic seizure, which they think is coming from their owner, who doesn't have epilepsy, what would the reaction be? So we videoed that, and we were amazed to find that every one of the dogs, as soon as they detected odour from a seizure, all reacted in the same way. So that suggested to us that there is actually, you know, a clear marker, a biomarker, if you will, that's associated with the seizure that's about to happen.
Okay, Neil, your line is a little muffled, but we'll carry on if we can. What was it that the dogs were reacting to?
Well, it seems to be an odour that's coming from the person. It's coming from their breath, and it's coming from sweat. And this odour appears to be it's almost very similar to the odour of fear. It's a stress odour, really. And studies in America at the moment are showing that the content of that odour is very similar to that which is experienced by people who are frightened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not to say seizures are basically, what we're trying to do is find a way of giving people who've got really difficult epilepsy an opportunity to live normal life by giving them an hour's warning, you're about to have a seizure, so they can make themselves safe. You know what I mean?
That's what I was going to ask you, whether the dog reacts in the moment that the seizure is happening, or whether the dog can predict that the seizure is going to happen.
Yeah, the dogs are predicting the seizure by about an hour. It varies with different dogs, but and thank God now, there's been two other surveys have been conducted, one in France and one in Belgium, and they're both confirming our study. So it seems that there is now a reliable way of training dogs to do this, and that's going to make a huge difference to people who are, for example, terrified of having a bath on their own.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Unsupervised,
yes,
as it were.
And your own experience, you're very experienced in working with dogs, I understand, and training them yourself.
I am, yeah. Well, I've been doing about 40 years of working with dogs, training mainly for search and rescue, but I've also done drugs and explosives work, and my passion is dogs. I prefer dogs to most people that I know, to be honest.
I'm also interested to know why or what prompted you to go back and do this after so long out of academia.
I tell you, it was a lady from Newry who rang me, and she said, I've uncontrolled epilepsy. I'm terrified to hang the washing up on the line. I've had two major incidents where I've ended up in A&E. And she says, could you train a dog for me? And I hadn't a clue. Now, coincidentally, the university asked me to come up and talk to them about work that one of the professors was doing on scent and police dogs. And while I was there, he said to me, what's your interest in dogs at the minute? And I told him about this lady and about the fact that I'd love to find out more. And from that then, he invited me to go and do my PhD, which was 6 years. And halfway through it, I thought, that's it. I can't do this anymore. And all of a sudden, I was at the point of giving up, actually. And we were searching for the body of a young lady who had been murdered with one of my dogs. And the man who was working beside me was a professor at Queen's. He was using ground-penetrating radar. And he said, how are you getting on at Queen's? I said, it's a disaster. Why, what's going on? So from that, he said, look, I'll get you moved to a different department. So I ended up in biological sciences and two new supervisors. And honest to God, it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
So you, Neil, are involved in police work with your dogs?
I am, yeah. We have six dogs that work through the police, basically, for missing persons or for people who have been buried or whatever, you know.
So such interesting work. So back to the dogs and the epilepsy. Do you now believe, given what you've discovered, that dogs can be trained to detect this, that this is something that can be actively done now?
Well, absolutely. Now, I've been supported all the way through by Epilepsy Ireland. I have to say they were really, really good. And an awful lot of the people who responded to my survey were saying how lonely they feel, how isolated they feel, how much prejudice there is towards epilepsy. And if you can help us by training a dog, it would make a huge difference to our lives. So that's what I'm hoping this is going to go next. You know, that we would appeal to, like, charities around Ireland and the UK that train dogs currently for various other assistance work might consider training dogs to do epilepsy awareness. And it's not that difficult. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks.
And are there certain breeds that are better at it?
No, it seems from the survey that all breeds are doing it. But funny enough, the ones that were particularly obvious were the very popular dogs, like the small breeds, you know, like Cairn Terriers and Yorkies and so on. Not because they were better at it, because there were more of them, I think, and both genders as well.
So just describe to me what the dog does when they detect that a seizure is imminent.
Well, I'll tell you an example of one. It was a lady in Galway who contacted me. She said her dog came from another room while she was standing at the cooker, and she was just about to drain off a saucepan full of boiling water with potatoes. And she said the dog came between her and the cooker and gently pushed her to the side, away from the cooker. She thought, this is strange. She went and she sat down and she had a seizure. Now, that dog detected it from a different room, but also made a decision at its own way ahead. I need to do something to keep this person safe. Now, that's an amazing sequence of events.
It really is. It really is so extraordinary.
Yeah, so they do it by staring at the owner, or by pawing them, or nudging them, or in some cases barking or whining.
And this, I mean, it's such an important outcome because it will be life-changing for some of the people who you've spoken to.
Oh, absolutely. There was one young girl who's 18 who just suddenly, out of the blue, got epilepsy, and she became a recluse for a year. She got a puppy, a little Labrador, and within, 3 months or 4 months of getting this pup, it started to show an awareness of her seizures. Now, she wasn't sure about that at the start, and she rang me and said, could this be possible? And at the time, I was in the middle of this research, and I said, yes, it could be. So what was happening was that little dog, at, six months, was aware that she was about to have a seizure, and would come and jump up on her and lick around her mouth and start getting very agitated. And that was her sort of indication that you're about to have this fit. So all we did was just develop the indication that the dog was giving her, so it was a more pronounced nudge. So she would nudge her leg with her nose, so that when the young girl was out shopping, she knew she was safe because the dog would give her a half an hour's warning. She was about a half an hour to 40 minutes warning.
Well, it is absolutely fascinating, and thank you for telling us about it, Dr. Neil Powell from the Queen's University School of Biological Sciences. Such an interesting development. Now we're travelling with our taste buds next, and we're going to Italy.
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.